The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
This week on the KJS Show, we're thrilled to be joined by the inimitable Brenda Sisani, broadcaster, cultural curator, creative director, and part of the driving force behind the Journey to Jazz Festival. As the festival turns three this year, we take a moment to celebrate its growth, its grounding in pure jazz, and its growing impact from the small town of Prince Albert to the broader South African cultural landscape. Not a stranger to the show, Kofifi FM, please help me welcome back Brenda Sisani.
Thank you so much, Marco, to have me on your show. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, just to be part of your passion project, because I know how you feel about this work.
Absolutely. It is always a joy to have you with us. Now, Brent, 3 years into the Journey to Jazz Festival, how does it feel reaching this milestone? And what has the journey meant for you personally and professionally?
I think Journey to Jazz, like any other journey or any project that you undertake, it is always a learning curve. So one is not averse to the notion that it's also an educational process for the people that are involved in producing the festival. I think every milestone is also has its own teachings, you know, that it brings to the table. But I think the third year has been very importantly just about realizing that if you're committed to it and you keep going back to it, regardless of the setbacks, you know, even the people for whom you're trying to do this realize that, and that can only build, you know, a positive outcome. So one is very confident that we are proving our commitment to producing this event every year. One grows in a process of working with others. You grow in the understanding that, you know, there's ways in which you manage your own ego. Although to do something unique, you always have to bring yourself and your confidence into the game. But when it's all of you doing the same thing, you have to tap into a particular energy. And I think what Journey to Jazz teaches us every day is that the bigger picture is the project, the bigger picture is the youth and the future. And if we continue to be, you know, authentically engaged, we'll be able to achieve our results. But at a professional level is to learn that competition becomes tougher as you prove yourself to be worthy of being part of a movement. You know, people then, you know, first your ideas become familiar. So you start realizing that nothing is new under the sun, even if you feel that your project is unique in its own way, that other people can duplicate what you do or see value in what you're doing and echo it out there. So you learn to manage so many things about the creative process that, you know, you actually realize that we are all here to kind of give into this big pool of contribution. And we have learned that, but we've also learned that it's a tough game. It's a money game. If you don't have a sponsor or somebody who can power you to make things happen, you are in trouble. But also that, you know, but people also see and value, you know, true effort and in a way, you know, in little ways, people turn around and say, from where I sit, here's what I can do. So yeah. One has learned that community can be powerful, you know, united we stand. Yeah.
Absolutely. And one of the festival's most defining features, Bren, is its commitment to pure jazz. And we are living in a time, you know, where jazz festivals are being curated without necessarily including actual jazz. So why has it been so important for the Journey to Jazz to hold on to that identity, you know, in a face where of ever, I suppose, ever evolving musical landscapes?
Yeah, I think your last statement says it all. It's an ever-evolving genre. It will always come through in different ways. So, yes, commitment to true jazz is the first step that we take up, but it doesn't mean that we are closed to new ideas. But at the moment, we're just committed to how do we speak to the genre? Because remember, as a destination, we're only learning about the genre now, and we want to navigate it in the true sense of respecting traditions. But it doesn't mean that we, you know, we're trying to say anything about what anybody else is doing, because I think the economics and the of the space actually are the ones that influence how other people respond to them by trying to maybe become, you know, a bit more diverse to be able to bring more audiences. Because if you look at it, the more tickets you sell, the more you can afford to, to build, you know, the infrastructure to produce your event. But bigger than that is that the more champions you have, as in sponsorship and others, the more you can produce a much more defined program. But all of it is also about who's your audience. And for us, we're more interested in the jazz audience in terms of where the traditions began, in terms of how they unfold in our context in Africa, but also how can they speak to the community we are bridging and negotiating. Remember that we're a festival taking place in a town that we're also trying to unite somehow culturally. Mm-hmm. So we find that it's easier to speak to the jazz ecology in its original form, in the sense that some of the artists and business people and others that retire to that town are people that are discerning about the jazz genre. So we respect that because those are the first people that buy our tickets. Mm. And in teaching young people, we also respect the fact that can we usher them in with the true kind of essence of the work of jazz, if anything. But also, it's always important when you work in a group, you listen to wisdom, you know. When you have somebody like Kyle as an artistic director whose belief is being true to form, you also actually follow that kind of leadership, you know, to be able to shape something meaningful and that's got resonance and that will definitely land positively. So it's a matter of pulling a few things together to be able to make sense to what you're trying to do. But yes, you know, true Karoo, true jazz as a theme also means that we don't want to dilute the Karoo region and make it what it's not. Mm. It is a far-flung destination. It is a flatland with beautiful ecology. Nobody really goes there all the time, so we have to invite people to come and invite a different setting, but we also don't want to go there and change it so that we look like a different place. We want to be who we are, where we are located, and to be able to be true to the environment. So you don't go there and expect 10-star treatment. We're going to give you the most hospitable thing that you'll experience there, but it will come with a combination of what the destination represents. And of course, true jazz, as I said, is a commitment as we teach and learn about this tradition. We're trying to walk the right path.
Oh,
Yeah, Kofifi FM, we are speaking to Brenna Sisani this Sunday, and she joins us, you know, as we talk about the counting down to the Journey to Jazz Festival, which takes place from the 1st through to the 4th of May 2025 in the beautiful town, Karoo Town of Prince Albert. And the social pages have been abuzz with some of the conversations that we here on the show have been having with, you know, some of the artists that are going to be there, including the Instagram activations, you know, that are going to be happening, you know, up and about, I suppose, in Prince Albert. Now, Brent, the lineup each year feels so deeply intentional. And as the creative director for our festival, who works along, you know, this incredible team, what guides, I suppose, the curatorial vision when selecting the artists who take to the stage?
You know, it's a very important question for us every year. The first thing about a question is when we set it out, what did we say? What promise did we make? Is the promise realizable? We said we wanted to use jazz to bridge, a cultural, to create a cultural dialogue, you know, in the destination itself and also with other people of the world. And so that guides us. So we look at who's likely to want to be involved in a destination like this. And you know, artists are very interesting people. You know, people do the art for the love of being able to have an audience that listens to them. And those artists reach out to us, you know. So firstly, it's also about the people that are willing to do the work with us, and we look at how they fit the picture. Secondly, is our vision of, you know, which artists do we want to attract that speak to genre, that come from mostly from the region as well. We want to represent the Western Cape as part of our farm, a destination that we are part of, for instance. So, and also as a financial consideration is that the logistics are affordable if we can bring people that are lying in closed areas around us, you know. And then, of course, we then cast a big eye on how does the stage sound? How does the festival sound? Does it coalesce, you know? Does it all come together? And all of that makes sense. And we speak about it a lot. We exchange ideas. It will be like, okay, this is the budget that you have for booking artists. It's not a lot. Can you leverage? We can pay for local artists. What else can you bring? And you pick up the phone, you speak to other international partners and see who can bring something on the party. And sometimes people give you what they want to give you. So you have to work around how do you use that gift and make it work. So the program is a result of friendship, solidarity, but also a nuanced approach to the artists that we identify and say that, oh, so-and-so is going to do well in this place. Mm. Sia is going to be wonderful for this, you know, and Kesevan has been asking to come, and so-and-so has been. So we look at all of those factors. We also look at the feedback. You know, fortunately, the ticketing company we use has an aspect of it where people can give feedback after they bought the tickets and been to the show. And some of the marketing we do, people tell us, oh, that was not nice. Oh, that didn't stick nicely. You know, so we go back and listen to all these things, and then we produce. We don't produce for ourselves. We produce for the big idea and the people that make the big idea come to life, which is the audience and the artists.
Yeah. And a beautiful part of the Journey to Jazz, Bren, is the inclusion of the masterclasses as part of the festival experience. Let's reflect on the impact of these sessions that I suppose have affirmed the value of nurturing the next generation of jazz talent.
Yeah, we have a project that we are working very hard at managing. Some people have done it well. I have a lot of respect for people such as Alan Webster, what he did in Makanda with the Stirling High School Band, and just how we have seen it replicating, if it's not the founding idea of even the Standard Bank Young Artist Program, you know, or just being part of the Standard Bank Young Artist Program. But how, you know, you can have young people that are interested in the instruments or in the music, find ways to tease them and let them know that they can come through and learn some skills and be able to be on the bandstand. So we're working on that. We call it the Karoo Jazz Project. We go out into the region, and it's not us that go out. We ask people that are professional in this space, educators, who know where they can look. You know, where there's a young boy who's sitting there with every talent he has, but nobody knows about it. You know, we want to be able to reach those kids and say to them, in this region, we will find you and we will almost take you to stage, and one day you will be next to your heroes, you know. So the Karoo Jazz Project is that for us. And also every year we have an institution that is within the school range or the academic range to work with, so that there's a show of what it means when children are in school artistically, how it shows on a jazz festival and on a jazz stage. Yeah. And so we deliberate about that, about inviting the right kind of people. And it's not just one person who comes with this idea. Somebody will raise a hand and say, I saw the Zolani choir. They are a beautiful story to have. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a choir in the festival, you know? And suddenly there's a musician who says, can I work with that choir, you know? So everything is a result of careful engagement. So we meet weekly from the beginning of June every year, weekly, right up until the delivery of the festival.
Oh, an incredible journey this is. So by the time we get there, you have been on this journey. And of course, Kofifi FM, the conversation is the Journey to Jazz Festival. And we're counting down with our guest, Brenda Sisani. And if you're still looking to finalize bookings around accommodation, travel, or which shows you're trying to see, please head to the festival's website, which is journeytojazz.co.za. And you can also find them on Facebook and Instagram as Journey to Jazz Official. Of course, those links will link you as your compass as you take your journey to jazz. Now, Bren, as we wrap up the Sunday, the festival also boasts this year a photographic exhibition showcasing the works of some of South Africa's most remarkable artists, photographers, and jazz legends alike. I'm talking, you know, the likes of Alf Kumalo and Peter Makubani, and jazz legends such as Dolly Ratebe, Kipi Mwekezi, and Makai Devashe, amongst others. Let's talk about that part of the festival.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Because it goes back to that word of tradition that I was talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
I mean, how beautiful is it that, you know, when people see what you do and they understand how they can contribute with what they're doing themselves, people reach out, you know. So we're very excited to have this exhibition come to a town where seeing that kind of visual imagery about a people 60, 70 years ago tells you a lot about the intention of saying, how do we also try and program so that people can imagine themselves as part of the big of the whole thing. You know, we don't just stage a festival in a town and people are onlookers. We try and use things, because remember, we're a development center. The Prince Albert Community Trust is a development center. It invites people like us as professionals to help them produce a jazz festival to feed into the message of the youth center. That's always the first prize. So it's always about, what are the youth benefiting? What is the community benefiting from it? What are we saying that can, you know, arm people with knowledge and power and also inspiration of how they see themselves through the arts? But also, I think it's important that we realize that the arts work interconnectedly. You know, you can't just talk about jazz and not talk about visual art, not talk about literature, not talk about, you know, all these other aspects of creativity. All of it, you know. So it has always been the plan. I mean, we have three exhibitions, in fact, not just the exciting era of the 60s and the South African jazz beginnings, but which we are very privileged to have, because the organizers have really made sure that they bring what they're interested in developing that work and bringing it to communities. So firstly, we're very happy that they reached out and that we're able to do this. But we also have young kids that are producing an artwork that will be unveiled at the festival. They are actually being guided by a leading environmental artist who's taught them how to use colors and interpret the plant around which they grow. They see every day when they walk to school and back in summer when it's blooming. But this time, how do they reproduce it on canvas, you know, under the tutelage of a leading award-winning artist? And these are between the age of 7 and 12 and 18, you know. So there's that exhibition. But also, you know, people making things with their hands. So craft is a big part of it. There's also an opportunity to see new works that people can buy, collect, that people are making as a way of also creating employment.
Yeah. And finally, you know, as you look to the future of the Journey to Jazz, what are your hopes for the next chapter? And maybe what would you love audiences, artists, and the community to take away from this year's edition?
I think from this year's edition, it's interesting this year because we have a very interesting group of people that are coming down, having watched the media all this time. What we want is to really, firstly, attract people that will want to grow with us by partnering with us, because it's not a one-man show. Mm-hmm. And secondly, that the community continues to be so willing and open for themselves as a community and their environment to be a canvas of creating something new, which is a beacon of hope of how the arts can address the social, political and economic challenges we face today. But also we're hoping that this we are there, you know, and that we are there to create a project or work that can influence the future in a positive way, and that one day you'll be having this conversation with somebody from the young people who is the new creative director, if anything.
Well, we look forward to that. And of course, I look forward to spending time once again in our favorite festival. And thank you so much for joining us as we pack our bags here in Johannesburg and get ready for a 4-day pure jazz festival experience. I mean, I'm talking a fusion of food, culture, history, and most importantly, jazz in the beautiful Karoo setting of Prince Albert. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take this moment and appreciate everyone. It doesn't matter if it's a partner, if it's a worker like myself, whose hands are, you know, are in every way that they can be to contribute. And people like Self Mwako, who understands the call to action as a jazz enthusiast, to say, you know, we're not going to have the industry we want unless we put our hands on it. And I also want to just dedicate this moment to a mutual friend, Kabelo, and to say, you know, it's when somebody like that departs that we actually realize that when you work for something, you leave a beautiful legacy. Thank you, Mwako.
Absolutely. Our guest, broadcaster, cultural curator, creative director of the Johannesburg Jazz Festival, Brenna Sisani, and she was on the K-Jazz Show.